This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with President-elect Trump's new choice for Attorney General. The AP's Norman Hall.
President-elect Donald Trump named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, former Representative Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz had been investigated by the Justice Department into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls before being chosen last week to lead it. Gaetz, who has denied the allegations, said in a social media post that he had no time to waste in a needless political scuffle. Norman Hall, Washington.
Now to that big storm that's been battering Northern California. Record rain, flooding in some areas. Karen Lockhart in Sebastopol, California, says she made a wrong turn and drove into flood water.
There was a road closed where I was trying to go, and then I kind of got lost. And I was trying to find an alternate route home. And I found a worse one.
Power's been knocked out to hundreds of thousands of people. Some may not get power back until tomorrow. On the East Coast, where there have been wildfires, New York and New Jersey welcomed some much-needed rain that could ease the fire danger for the rest of the year. An Alabama man convicted in the 1994 killing of a hitchhiker was executed last night. He cursed at the prison warden and made obscene gestures shortly before he was put to death. A South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missiles to North Korea in exchange for sending its troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine. The world's top war crimes court has issued arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas, including Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The warrants accuse them of crimes against humanity in connection with their war. This is AP News. President-elect Trump is again promising to release the remaining files on President Kennedy. The AP's Ben Thomas.
As the nation marks 61 years since President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, conspiracy theories still swirl about what exactly happened that day in Dallas. President-elect Trump again promised during his campaign this summer that he would declassify all remaining government records if he returned to office. He made a similar pledge during his first term, but ultimately yielded to appeals from the CIA and FBI to keep some documents out of public view. At this point, only a few thousand of the millions of pages of records have yet to be fully released. Those who've studied what has been made public say don't expect any earth-shattering revelations. I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment fell last week. It's near seven-month lows, but some people looking for jobs are finding it harder. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.